Freilich and Chanukah, guten Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. The Haftarah might have been the Haftarah of Parshas Miketz. That's quite rare. It did happen last year, after many, many years. And it's not happening this year. The Haftarah might have been Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but the winner is Shabbos Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch says for two reasons. One reason is because we do have Torah of the last Kriya, and the last Kriya is Chanukah. And also because Pursumi Nisa wins out all the other Haftaras. So we have the Haftarah of Rani Besimchi, which shows it twice a year, Shabbos Chanukah and Parshas Baalayscha. And we'd like to share with you something today from Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov. I'll give an introduction, and then we'll go back and explain the Pesukim of the Haftarah based on his Hakdama. Everybody asks, why is Chanukah established to be 8 days? The Chayr, the Nes, was only for 7 days, so why do we have 8? We can say there's a big lesson. The first day, there was oil, and from the oil of the first day, we were given 7 days of Chanukah. That's how the world is. The world is made out of 7 days of the week. You know the number 7 is the number of Teva. Chazal speak about Shiva, Koich V'Leches, 7 planets in Shemayim which are moving, 7 heavenly orbs which are moving. So the world is 7, beginning of Geheles. Rashi speaks about that, it says the word Hevel 7 times. All these 7 are dependent on one Ner, the one Ner of Torah. Torah is called Or. Through the Torah, through lighting the Torah and igniting our neshamas with Torah, we get the world of 7. We get all 7 only if we first have the Torah. Everything is dependent on Torah, Akdasha. And don't think we need a lot of Torah. Don't think we need it for a long time. If Klai Yisrael would just keep the Torah for one day, the Geula would come. He brings, Shlomo Kluger brings, Medrash in many places, in Eicha Rabasi, Parasha Aleph, Simon Mem, Parasha Beis, Simon Gimel, which says, if Klai Yisrael would do tshuva for one day, Hashem says, I would compromise with you, and I would bring the Geula. Everybody knows the Yerushalmi and Tainus. Beginning says, if Klai Yisrael would keep one Shabbos, the Geula would come. Just one Shabbos, and you'll all be free. And Shabbos, Shokol Kenegah Kol HaTorah Kula. So again, you need to keep Shabbos. You need to keep Torah. Klai Yisrael, you need to keep the Torah for one day. The Frum Velt, the Olam HaTorah, has to keep the Torah for one day. And the Geula would come. Everything is dependent on the one day. By having one day of Torah, we get the entire world of 7. So the reason why we're celebrating 8 days, we're going to see more, a little bit more in depth in a moment, is without day number 1, without the basic day of the first day of the oil, the basic day of Torah, Ner Torah, can't get to 7. We know that the Torah was given mainly to be under the control, or in charge of it should be Kehanim, should be the teachers. Kehanim are supposed to be teaching Torah. Like it says in the end of the Chamishah Chumash Torah, Yairu Mishpatach Al Yaakov. Kehanim have a job to teach Torah to Yaakov. Or like it says in Malachi, Sif Seikayin Yishmeru Das, the lips of the Kehanim guard the Torah. Or like it says in Parshas Kisavai, Vayicht of Moshe Satorah Hazois Vayitna Al Kehanim. Maybe it's in Vayelech. Moshe wrote the Torah, and he gave it over to the Kehanim. His personal sacred Torah, he gave to the Kehanim to be in charge of. The Torah is given to the Kehanim. They're in charge of running it, making sure everything is being done properly. That's why the Nes of Chanukah, which is a lesson how Torah helps us get the world, happened dafka through Kehanim. Chanukah, we're going to see in a moment, is a simon for how to acquire the world through Torah. And sometimes we feel like giving up. The Geula doesn't seem to be coming. It seems like the Galus is never ending. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that all we need to have is one day of Torah. And if we have that, then we never have to give up. As long as we're able to put in one full day of Torah, we are doing our part and the Geula is guaranteed to come. And therefore we know the Geula is going to come. Memela, why did Hashem choose the story, the time of the Yevanim, give over this lesson? Because in the time of the Yevanim, there was a gzeira a bitla taira that was shmad. They wanted to battle the taira, lashkichim taira sacha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us the taira is never going to come battle, because if a taira is battle, the world battle. The world can't exist without taira. The world is created for taira, and taira services the world. From one nair, we get all seven new nairis. We get seven days, seven worlds, 7 days of creation. The 7 days of Bereishis come out because we have Torah. And the Kehanim are the ones that give us because they're in charge of Torah. And therefore, in this time period, when the Goyim were trying so strongly to make us forget Torah, they were battling against our Torah, warring against our Torah, at that moment, at that time in history, Hashem gave us this gift of Chanukah, which is a lesson. How if you have Torah, you can have everything. You have 7 days, you have creation, you have the world. And that is why, in Haftarah it says, Shema no Yeshua Kohen Agadol. Navi speaks up and says, listen, Yeshua Kohen Agadol, this was a Kohen Agadol, the beginning of Vayesheni. Ata v'rei acha ha'yeshim lefanecho ki anshei moifes heima. You and your fellow Kehanim are going to be experiencing something which is a moifes, which will be a proof, a lesson. The difference between ois and a moifes. Moifes is a proof for other things, is a proof for the Geula Asida, like it says, Kihini maybe is Avdi Tzama. I will be bringing Mashiach. So you're going to be a proof for the Geula. How? Kihine, Ha'evan Asher Nasatil Fnei Yeshua. The Evan, the basis of everything, the Tzor, the rock, the Torah, which is given to the Kehanim, because the Torah was given to the Kehanim. Al Evan Achas Sheve Inoyim. This one rock, we're going to see how it's going to be able to last 7 times as much. We're going to light one, it's going to go 7 times. But Hinani Mifatach Pitucha, says the Navi, this is just a blueprint. It's a architectural design to help us realize what's going to be in the future. Just like now, one day of Torah brought us 7 days of Chanukah, another 7 days. So too, one day of Klai Yisrael keeping Torah, not just one there in the basement, because one day of Klai Yisrael keeping Torah will be Araya for Avdi Tzamach, for Mashiach when David coming, Hashem. So speaks Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to remove all sin. If you just keep one day, I'll take away all the Averis. And on that day, Tikru Ishel Re'eyu al Tachas Gefen, you'll sit together, families, underneath the vineyard. And now we can understand, everybody knows, the Ramban says, at the beginning of Parshas Ba'alayscha, and when Rashi says that Aaron was feeling very down, that he hadn't had a part in the Chanukah and Asiyim, Hashem consolated him and told him, don't worry, consoled him and told him, you're going to have something greater. You're going to have the menorah. And Ramban says, why is that greater? And the Ramban explains, based on the Medrash, this is referring to Chanukah. Why is this greater? The answer is, Kerbanos will become batal. But Torah, which the menorah is a remnant for Torah, lasts forever, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and it keeps the world going. That's what gives us the 7 days of the world. And that's what gives us every day, every Metzias, everything we know that the world shouldn't go back to Taya Vavayu is because of Torah. And this is what will bring us to the future, to the Geula. And now we can understand interesting halacha. Shulchan Aruch says that every day we light the new Ner, and then you head back towards the original Ner that you lit on the first night. The answer is, the deep explanation is, the Ner you light on the first night, like we said, is Ner of Torah. And the next 7 days are 7 days which come b'schus that one day of Torah. So you head back every day towards the original and show that everything that's going on is to bring us back to Torah. And that's why we head over from whichever new light we lit that night back towards the original one, which is a remnant for Torah. There's a medrash which says, Svarim bring, Hadudayim nasnu reyach, me'al pesachinu kol magadim, Pasuk and Shir Hashirim. So the Medrash says, "Hadudaim nasnu reach." The Dudaim plant gives forth a nice smell. Is Shevet Yisachar, right? Yisachar was born after Leah gave the Dudaim to Rachel. V'al pesachinu kol magadim. On our doorstep, we have treats. What are these sweet things? These sweet things are Ner Chanukah. The Medrash says, so we can understand it. We know that why is Yisachar considered, we could say, why is Yisachar considered a remez for Torah? You know, Yisachar is all over, with they were the Yoidei Torah, like it says in Tifra Yom, in Peres Pasik, Bnei Yisachar Yoidei Bina, they're the ones that made the Cheshbonis for Kiddush HaChodesh, very high level Torah. Why were they the ones? Well, listen carefully. The Medrash says, beginning of Bamidbar, that the Torah was given in the Midbar, that no one should think the Torah is only for certain people. No one should think the Torah is only for Kahanim. You know that Rashi brings in Parshas Kisavi, Klal Yisrael was concerned, oh, only Kahanim. No, Kahanim are in charge, but everyone's able to learn Torah. Right? Because I'll say that Keser, Malchus, only Malachim. Keser, Kahuna, only Kahanim. Keser, Torah, anybody who wants can take it. And therefore, the Torah was given in the Midbar, you should realize no one should say as any, it's not available for somebody, you can't learn Torah. Everybody has a right to learn Torah. Even Goyim, want to become Gerim, learn Torah. Everybody has a possibility, theoretic possibility, to go along and learn Torah. And Yisachar was born as a result of Dudayim. Rashi tells us in Chumash from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Dudayim is a plant which Reuben chose to bring home to his mother because it is a plant of Hefker, not stolen. And Yisachar was born as a result of Dudayim to show that Torah is Hefker for whoever, anybody that wants. So the reason why Ner Chanukah, Chazal, or Misakin, to put it by the door of your house, outdoors, on the outside of the door, not inside, like the Gemara says, Pesach Besim V'Chutz, is to show that Ner Chanukah, which is a remnant for Torah, is available for everybody. There's nobody who can say, oh, it's not for me, you know, I wasn't trained in this. It's available for anybody who wants. Kol Haroitzeh Yavoi V'Yilmoi. Everybody who wants. And that's the pshat in this Medrash. That's the pshat in the Medrash that says that Dudayim Nasnu Reach V'Av Sachinu Kol Megodim. That by the Dudayim give off a smell, that's referring to Sheva Yisachar, who his beautiful Torah is teaching how everybody is able to learn Torah. V'Av Sachinu Kol Megodim, that's the same Indian of the Ner Chanukah, which is outdoors, showing that everybody, anybody who wants, to go along and learn Torah. There's another Medrash, which says, on the same pasuk in Shir HaShirim, HaDudayim Nasnu Reach, is referring to, not to Yisachar, but to Reuven, who brought home the Dudayim. Says the Medrash, what's so special about him? What's the Reach of Reuven? How he saved Yosef. V'al Pesachenu Kol Megodim, is Ner Chanukah like before. By the door, you have the Ner Chanukah. So Shlaim Kluger explains this. He says, the Goyim say we're thieves, we don't deserve anything, we have no right. Why are we getting Olam Haza? Why are we getting Olam Haba? Well, we have the same rights as everybody else, says Rosh Lamed Koger. We have the same rights as Eitzav to have Olam Haza, just like he does. And we have the same rights as Olam Haba like he does. If he wants, he could go along and get the Torah too. He brings a Psik to Rav Kahan who says in a huge Chiddush, the reason why the Torah was given in the month of Sivan, which is the month of Gemini, the month of twins, to Umim, was because if Eitzav wants to come and join him with Yaakov and learn Torah, he's allowed to. Once you're coming, Gary Gutt, and there's occasionally there's people that join in from our twin Shaven from Esav and join in. So everybody's able to go along and be part of this. So Reuven, by going and taking from Hefker, was teaching this idea that it's available for everybody. And again, Ner Chanukah has this same inyan. Ner Chanukah is put outside by the door to show everybody, anybody who wants, go along and learn Torah. So even though, again, we said that Kahanim are in charge, but it's available for everybody. So this is something which every single Yid has the opportunity in best of his capabilities to get involved in Liman HaTorah. And if you get involved in Liman HaTorah, then you are that first night. You're the main, you're Menorah number one. You're the Menorah, which is Keneged Torah. You are representing the actual Menorah. There's Halacha that all of the Neirois on the Menorah, the little cups on top of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, have to be facing towards the middle of the Menorah, which is called the Menorah of the Menorah. They're all facing towards there. Because that shows that all the seven cups, even somehow the middle one, they're all pointing back to the actual Menorah, which represents Torah. So this different light comes out of the world, and it's bright and it's wonderful, but the source of everything is Menorah, which is Torah. So Beis HaMikdash wants to know, why do we have 8 days? 7 days was the nace. Yes, of course 7 days was the nace. But if you wouldn't have day number one, the day of Torah, you wouldn't have anything. And we have the world today. The world continues to exist because of Torah. And the Geula is going to be able to come, Mirtashem Meher V'Yameinu, because Chus of Torah also.